What if the most confusing years of your life came with a guidebook written by people who actually understand?
Between 1997 and today, over 8 million teenagers have turned to a collection of 101 stories that validates their deepest fears and celebrates their quiet triumphs. These aren't sanitized fairy tales or lectures from well-meaning adults. They're raw, honest accounts from teens navigating heartbreak, family chaos, crushing insecurity, and moments of unexpected grace. The power lies not in offering easy answers, but in showing that the loneliness, confusion, and pain of adolescence are universal experiences. When a teenage girl writes about her first devastating breakup, or a boy describes standing up to bullies, they're speaking directly to millions who thought they were struggling alone. Teenage relationships feel all-consuming. When you lose your first love, it genuinely feels like losing half of yourself. One girl describes this after breaking up with Ben. Her identity had become so entangled with his that separation felt like amputation. Through reconnecting with friends and rediscovering her interests, she learned something many adults still struggle with. I needed to be a whole person, not half a couple. First love teaches us about courage and regret. A young man never asked out his high school crush, Susie, assuming she was dating someone better. A year after graduation, he discovered she'd been waiting for his call all along. Another girl's first kiss was so awkward, she blocked her boyfriend's advances with a pillow, then smiled at the wrong moment, so he kissed her teeth. Not all meaningful connections fit conventional definitions. When a girl meets Michael, 3.5 years her senior, they share something deeper than dating. He gives her space and becomes her confidant through her parents' divorce. Even after marrying someone else, he keeps his promise, "I will always be there for you," appearing at her father's funeral years later. Some connections transcend labels, remaining meaningful across entire lifetimes.
True friendship saves lives. Abby, a shy high school student, was walking to a bridge on Christmas Eve to end her life when she found a card in her mailbox. Wesley, a boy from her youth group, apologized for not talking to her sooner and asked for her help. Realizing someone cared, Abby returned home and called Wesley instead. A simple Christmas card, that's all it took. Sometimes friendship means returning kindness we once received. A young woman reconnects with a childhood friend struggling with drugs and unhealthy relationships. Years earlier, this friend had comforted her after a bee sting, saying it was okay to cry. Now she takes her friend's hand and offers the same permission to be vulnerable. But friendship also teaches painful lessons. A ninth grader participates in tormenting Betty Ann until assigned to work with her on a project. Visiting Betty Ann's home, she's devastated when her mother asks, "Why don't you girls like Betty Ann?" Betty Ann changes schools and has a nervous breakdown. Years later, they cross paths, but Betty Ann doesn't even recognize her former tormentor. Angela stood by Charlotte during her depression. Charlotte later revealed she'd been about to commit suicide, but hearing Angela's voice on the answering machine made her realize she was loved. One returned phone call, that's the distance between life and death.
Family relationships create patterns that follow us forever. A 7-year-old girl bounced through foster homes until Kate McCann adopted her. Despite tantrums and verbal abuse from abandonment fears, Kate remained steadfast. "I'll never send you back. We're a family, and families don't give up on each other." Now 16, the girl has a 3.4 GPA and dreams of becoming a veterinarian. Siblings provide crucial support. A 14-year-old watched her brother persist after Brown University rejected him. He moved to Rhode Island, worked nearby, and reapplied until accepted. Their conversations made her realize she'd matured and had responsibilities toward her younger sister. Fathers leave indelible marks. A teenage girl initially felt mortified by her father's eccentric train passion, recording sounds, plotting routes near tracks. She came to appreciate his free-spirited nature, recognizing she inherited his maverick qualities. Most poignant are missed connections. A man traveled to Tampa for his estranged father's funeral, having postponed reconnecting despite occasional calls.
At the funeral home, he sobbed with regret that his father shouldn't have had to die alone. That night, the attendant called his own father to play golf and said, "I love you, Dad." Witnessing others' regrets transforms our relationships.
When Frank Daly, a freshman who failed to make the basketball team, sees a shoeless pregnant woman board the bus, he learns she can't afford shoes because her 8 children need them first. Without hesitation, Frank gives her his new Nike basketball shoes. The woman cries, "See, I told you the Lord would take care of me." Frank walks home through snow in his socks, barely feeling the cold. Sometimes kindness means standing against prejudice. In 1959, 13-year-old Clifton saved for a Washington, D.C. graduation trip, excited to visit Glen Echo Amusement Park. Upon arrival, he learned that, as a Negro, he couldn't enter. Devastated, Clifton returned to his room, where his white roommate Frank declared, "Then I won't go either." Soon, 11 white classmates joined in solidarity, echoing Dondre Green's story about white golf teammates walking out of a Louisiana country club that refused him entry because of his race. Dr. Papaderos discovered the power of reflection during wartime. As a child, he found a broken motorcycle mirror and shaped its largest piece into a reflector to direct sunlight into dark places. This became his metaphor for purpose. "I am a fragment of a mirror whose whole design and shape I do not know. Nevertheless, with what I have, I can reflect light into the dark places of this world." After receiving a free hot dog from a Portland vendor, Robbie immediately bought one for a homeless man who asked for food. When questioned, she explained simply, "I was just passing on the kindness that someone gave to me." When 17-year-old Mike committed suicide in his yellow 68 Mustang after heartbreak, his grieving parents discovered his compassion through friends' stories. They created the Yellow Ribbon Project, distributing cards with yellow ribbons as lifelines for suicidal teens. The project has saved countless lives worldwide, fulfilling Mike's final words, "I'll always be with you." A 16-year-old survivor describes her suicide attempt when pain became a condition, like catching a cold. After taking pills and experiencing violent vomiting and terror, she survived. Within a month, she'd laughed hundreds of times and rebuilt relationships. She learned that pain comes and goes like ocean waves. Happiness always returns if you hold on. Gabby, a straight-A student, descended into anorexia after innocent, healthy eating sparked addictive compliments. She describes the euphoria of hunger, going days without food, feeling emptiness meant achievement. Her turning point came when her father forced her to eat, making her realize the disease controlled her. Recovery was one long road, but she eventually stopped weighing herself and avoided fashion magazines. Anne Frank became immortal through her diary despite dying of typhus at Bergen-Belsen before turning 16. Hidden in an Amsterdam attic for 2 years, she continued writing happy stories and believing in humanity's goodness. Her diary, now translated into over 30 languages, proves the sharpest weapon is a kind and gentle spirit. Teenagers often feel powerless, but many prove otherwise. As 8th grade student body president, Jason Summey challenged his 1,000 classmates to become the first class to graduate without a single dropout. His 12-minute speech sparked a comprehensive support program, including a dropout patrol. By the first semester, while 13 freshmen had dropped out by this point the previous year, not a single pledge signer had quit. Sometimes making a difference means standing up for others. At a high school assembly, a senior girl boldly challenged her entire school to stop tormenting a different sophomore boy. Though she feared embarrassing him, he responded by smiling broadly and raising his fist in gratitude, his body language saying, "Thank you, you saved my life today." Small actions can transform communities. At Monroe High School, no one ever crossed the center of the quad at lunch, unspoken law. When a new, overweight, shy student named Lisa accidentally walked across and tripped, the entire school erupted in cruel laughter. A tall boy emerged from the crowd, walked deliberately toward her, knelt beside her, gathered her books, and helped her up. Together, they walked across as the crowd parted. The next day, students began freely crossing. That simple act of kindness had permanently changed the school's culture.
Your struggles aren't signs of weakness. They're proof you're growing. Your small acts of kindness aren't insignificant. They're ripples that can change everything. The teenage years aren't just something to survive. They're where you discover who you are and who you want to become.